Blog Talk Radio.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Yeah. Let's just be glad we have this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that will burn. They go ahead. They go ahead. Oh, my pillow. Hold your warm attention. Oh, the raindrops grow softly against my window. Hey, all in
me.
They believe you love me.
Hey,
one more time. I'll get along. I'm sure find another. Please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find you need me, yeah, don't say no word about tomorrow or forever. Remember, remember, remember. There'll be time up the memory when you leave me. But it's the time. But it's the time.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining the Lisa Experience again. Missed you last week. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, so it didn't go as planned, but we're back on a rainy day, another Thursday. Glad to see everybody's here in the living and ready to start the show up. Tonight, we're going to be talking about family, and we might move on to other things, but basically the topic is about family. Before I get started, I want to just say something real quick tonight. Sunday, I lost my best friend that, you know, I always talked about, that we were friends since seventh grade, passed away Sunday morning. It was a little bit, it was hard for me. When you know somebody for a long time that you've been friends with and you pretty well grew up together and shared a lot of memories, and then one day they gone, it's a lot to swallow. People don't realize that friends is almost like family. You take care of each other. You have each other backs. You experience a lot of the same things together. You have your kids. You get married. Sometimes you live in the same town, and you just share a lot of your life experience with each other and enjoyment. And then one day, you know, they're no longer here for you to even think that, you know, you could share any more memories with. I went to visit her a week ago. She was in Newark Hospital, and she wasn't doing good. And they always say that your hearing is the last to go. So I was talking to her and, you know, letting her know I was there. So she had a long battle of trying to get herself together. So I want to, I just want to give a shout out to Lois Williams, Lois Yvonne Williams. We're going to miss you. Also, today is a memory. My second husband passed away on the 11th today, 2015. So it's been a month that you got to swallow a lot of stuff and carrying your own things too. So today we're talking about family. So most people know that I grew up with brothers. I didn't have any sisters. And I remember growing up, and it was always the five of us. The five of us sitting in front of one TV in the living room with our mother and father, and it was only three channels. But we didn't know the difference, because back then, we didn't know it was no more than three channels, so that's what you looked at, three channels. And we always watched certain shows at night. And my father was into boxing, so we had to look at boxing. And then we each had a certain show that we liked, and sometimes we were able to see it and sometimes we didn't, because we had three channels, and everybody had one TV. And when you got brothers different ages, you be with them at different times. So I had an older brother that was 7 years older than me. And he was the one that always took care of us when our parents went out to a party or something, which we didn't ever want to listen to him because, you know, he always wanted to be our father. So we didn't really pay attention to him. And we ran to our parents before they got in the house to tell them what he did, so he couldn't tell on us. And then, you know, I had a second oldest brother who didn't grow up with us. He grew up down south, but we seen him every summer. So that was something different. you know, to know that you got a brother that don't live with you, but, you know, you see him. And I had a brother that I was after, and we are 4 years apart, and we went to school together. So he took me to school, kindergarten, first grade, second grade. I was on my own after that. So we was pretty close because we was only 4 years apart, and we was latchkeys. So we walked around with a key. Because back then, you didn't have lunches in school. You went home. You walked home, ate lunch, and walked back and made sure you was back in time for school. And then all of y'all know my brother, Randy, Jay Sean, 5 years younger than me, and then I had to take care of him. So I had to take him to school, pick him up until I went to high school, and then he was on his own. So, family, you pick and choose who you want to be with, and then some people you be with majority of the time. So, me and Randy, we always did everything together. Took him to school, we talked, you know. I had my baby when he was 12 years old. We hung out. He helped me out. You know, he was a young uncle. But, you know, he stood up and he helped me out. And that's what family do. They help you out through things that you go through in life. And then, you know, we wind up, we older, start getting married and having kids. And we still hung out. We still tried to be together as a family. And we all hung out, a lot of people might know, hung out in the backyard with our parents all the time and sat around and laughed and joked about the olden days and what we did and what we was going to do. And we was okay. It wasn't a bad thing to meet up at your family house. We didn't have the privilege of, like, Sundays you go by your mom's house and she made a big meal on Sunday. My mom wasn't really a big cooker, so basically she would cook, but we mostly just sat in the backyard and just talked and just enjoyed the sun or just in the presence of each other, being a family. And the reason why I bring up this topic is because we lost a lot lately, a lot of people with family. I don't think we value our family as much as we did back in the day. And I know a lot of people hate that you talk about back in the day, but that's the only thing that I could really remember because that's the time I lived. But I can see now how it goes on from compared to back in the day. Most people know I got 5 grandchildren and 2 children, but it's different now. Grandkids don't call grandparents. Grandkids don't come and see their grandparents. They don't check up on them. They only call them when they need them, when they need something. They never check to see if we did anything. Even your brothers, sisters, they don't check on each other. You sit and you be going through stuff and nobody don't even know what you're going through because nobody don't check on you. Me and my brother, we call each other every morning and every evening and we talk. And he don't like to really go out and eat, but, you know, that's his thing. But it don't stop me from calling him or him calling me. We don't never have to worry about that. Something going on, he knows about it because we talk. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to talk. You're supposed to have outside people, but you're supposed to really have your family. And I really don't get upset about my grandkids not calling me because I know the time that we're living in, it's not important to them about grandparents. It's just important what the grandparents give them. And it's very sad because we always talk that we don't know our history, we don't know about our background, we don't know about family, we don't know our cousins, they don't try. You have occasions, they don't want to go. They walk around in the same town that might be having their cousins in it. They don't know their cousins. They don't even know anybody because nobody wants to connect. Me and my daughter, we try all the time to have like a get-together with all the nieces and nephews. But when we try, it's only just chosen few that want to show up, and then all the other ones, they got things they got to do. So it never happens for us. But then if something happened, they'd be like, well, how are they related? Or how we didn't know them? Or I met somebody that knew me, but I didn't know them. Well, how are you supposed to know people if you don't stay connected? Older people have a lot to tell young people, but you got to be around us to hear it. And sometimes it sounds boring or you don't want to hear it, but listen, I know about my history. I sat around my grandparents, and I listened to what people did to them back in the day, and I listened to the struggle they had, and I listened to how they had to try to make it. And it gave me that foundation that when I got older, I knew what I had to do. I couldn't make them look bad for what they sacrificed for me to get up and don't want to do nothing with my life. So it made me want to work. It made me want to try to do something with my life. Because why would you want to see and hear somebody struggle to make a better life for you, and then you don't even appreciate it? And don't get me wrong, we had a good time. We get high, we drink, we party. But that's not wasn't important to us. What was important was taking care of our family, make sure our parents was okay, our grandparents was okay. I remember checking on your aunts, your uncles. This is what you did as a family. You just didn't sit up and just say, yo, I hear so many people, oh, yo, cuz, what's up, bruh? What's up, my people or whatever? But it's just words. It's not really that you're doing anything to make it a better place. And don't get me wrong. I know we say other nationalities stick together, but they might not stick together. But they know that they have to be together to make it better for them. See, that's what we got to start incorporating in our life. It's not about we don't want to be with each other. It's about being with each other to make us have a tighter thread. Because, like everyone say, you never know when you're going to leave here. But when you leave here, you don't want to just somebody leave and say, oh, wow, that person's gone, and then you move on. Let me tell you. I heard about my girlfriend. I cried all day. I still cry because she wasn't really just a friend. She was a sister. We talked all the time. We used to sit and just ear hustle, even if we wasn't talking. I could go to her with anything. And I'm quite sure if anything she had to go to, she would do the same to me. There wasn't nothing that we didn't know what was going on with each other that we needed to know. We got to stop missing the opportunity to get to know and be with P5. And I have a lot to tell my grandkids. I have lived a life. But I can't make them hear what I've been through. It's on them. But I hate when people die and the people be like, oh, I wish I would have knew a lot of things that she knew, you know, but now she's gone. That's why I always tell my kids, don't give me no flowers now. Don't give me no flowers when I die. Spend time with me. Let's talk. Let's get to know each other. Because the things that I have within me, you're never going to get around, you're never going to find out about it again because there's nobody to tell you. It's very important, family. You know, I remember growing up and every Sunday after church, we all go to one aunt house, and we would stay in her backyard, and the cousins would come by, and we would play, and we would sit, and we would talk, you know, about what's going on, you know, with the little lives that we did have. And we would watch our aunts and uncles sit in the backyard and laugh and crack up and talk about stuff and strategize. And it was a fun time because you got to see your people. And you got to see how they interact. And then you got to see your mother and your father be around people that they grew up with and how fun they had, times they had fun, and or how they had to sacrifice, or how they had to make it to where they were, to where they was at now. But if you don't be with your family, how you gonna know what's going on? Because sometimes life hits you in a bad way, and how are you gonna get out of it if you don't have nothing to call back on you? We living in a time that is not as pleasant as it could be. You hit a lot of walls, closed doors, and just people that just don't care about what's going on. And it starts as soon as you get up in the morning. As soon as you get up and you get in your car or whatever transportation you have to take to get where you need to be, you're arguing with the people that's driving. You're arguing with the people walking across the street. You arguing with the people, the transportation is that's slow in front of you. This is the daily routine that we do. And then you get to your job and you gotta be bothered with somebody that you really don't want to be bothered with, or you got to do something that you really don't want to do. But this is what you got to do. And this is all day long. You go through this. You go through stressing out. And it feels so good to come home and you got somebody to talk to and say, this is what happened to me through the day. This is what I had to deal with. And then they tell you what they had to deal with, and you'd be like, dawg, your day was worse than mine, or my day wasn't that bad compared to your day. But if you ain't got nobody to talk to, how are you going to tell anybody about your day? But yet we sit and we look at Facebook all day. We watch television all day. We watch all other people living their lives and cracking us up, and yet we have our own family that we don't even call and talk to and find out, see what's going on with them. And then when they give a party, and then we go to a party, be like, dog, we had so much fun together. But you don't have to wait for special occasions to have fun. You have fun all the time. We're going to take a break, and we're going to start up the show. So we're going to check us out with a song, and stay tuned for the Lisa experience.
Okay.
Thank you for staying. Welcome back. Welcome back to Thursday night, Lisa, the Lisa Experience. Tonight, I'm going to bring my brother in. I want to bring my son in. I don't know if he's there. And if not, Shadi, he's going to stop by as usual. And then I got a little surprise for everybody a little later. But, bro, do we, is Tishan there?
Yes, he's here.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. This is my baby boy right here, Tishan. He usually listen, but he don't usually come on. I had to beg him sometime, but thank you for coming on. He's been a little stressed out. You know, sometimes life would be a little heavy for you. It's hard to deal with, and that's what I like about him. Like, he's very cool with my brother, and, you know, they sit and they chit-chat about things that go on, and I thank my brother for being there for him because his father passed away. So sometimes it's good when another man takes a hand of another brother or a young man and sometime walk him through when the physical father is not here. That's why, like I said, family, sometimes people really help you. So, Tishan.
I wanted to chime in on what you said about, you know, family, knowing, you know, getting to know each other more and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you got the floor.
I just feel like, you know, times has changed nowadays because, you know, when I was younger, the older crowd, you know, would throw, you know, vacations and, you know, we would go to Wildwood and, you know, have family reunions and, you know, such so you can meet your family. You know, that's how I know all my cousins and we are still close to this day. Because of stuff like that, you know, grandma and them taking us to Wildwood every summer and us meeting our family members and, you know, knowing our older uncles and aunts, you know, and stuff like that. But now I just feel like now family not into that no more. Like, you know, because the younger crowd don't try to do stuff like that. You know, now that all the older crowd is deceased, now it's like the young crowd is not into that. Like, nobody's close, not trying to, you know, build so our children could know each other and, you know, grow up and be close like we was. So I just feel like, you know, that's why times has changed in that situation. Like, it's, once the older family members pass on, the younger crowd is, like, on a whole totally different thing. You know, because I even reached out to family members that's around my age and told them, like, you know, we should get the kids together, you know, go to Wildwood and, you know, do like our older people do for us. But, you know, like you said, like, people is all on different paths now and they got this to do, they got that to do, and, you know. So that's why I feel like times is different. And it's always right to let the children grow up knowing who their family is, who their cousins are, you know, so you don't cross paths when you get older and such a thing like that. But that's all I wanted to chime in on. I wanted to talk about that. Like, I feel like the younger crowd is, like, just totally different nowadays. Like, they don't have no, how can I say it? They not in tune like the older crowd was. There's a lot of different stuff going on nowadays. And that's what you were saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. Social media has taken away from family because if you remember when you was growing up, we never was the type of family that ate at the table. But when I would make dinner, we all would line up in the living room, me, you, and Nicole, and we would sit and we would eat and watch the night shows. Or, you know, y'all would watch y'all like to watch the videos, or when the games came out, we would all line up in the room, we would sit and we would play games together. Back then when the Atari first came out, I would buy board games and we would do board games, and you know, I used to always read to y'all. So it was like we tried to do family things, and then, you know, also you was outside with your friends, but when it was time to come in, I didn't just like, okay, we in and everybody going to their own rooms and then we never together. No, we did stuff together, and then we went in our own rooms and had our own time to do whatever we wanted to do. That was family. And then we band together. Like, come weekend, even though I work weekends, we would do something before I went to work. So I would either take you out to eat, or we would go shopping, or I used to like taking you out to the zoo or the museum, you know, different things, roller skating, yeah, I used to like, or we would go bowling. We did stuff to keep busy, but keeping the family together, that we knew our likes and dislikes. And then when I gave parties, I would invite all the family, so you got to know even the younger cousins, because I made sure I invited everybody, so you would get to know your family. But once the media came, we're so busy scrolling Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all the TV programs that we just come in, you say hi, and you in one room, I'm in another room, and people don't really they don't really sit down and try to strategize, you know, how was your day? You know, it's like I was saying earlier, you call me every morning when you're taking your son to school. I call you every day when I get off of work, and we check on each other. And then sometimes we check on each other before we crash. And then, like, you have a baby now. But I can't get to New York, but every day you call me and we FaceTime. So when I do go see the baby, he knows me, because that's what you're supposed to do with social media. You're supposed to use it for what it's for. So my grandson knows me by seeing me and me talking to him every day. So even though he's growing up and I don't see him that often, he knows who I am. Now, he might not know I'm the grandmother yet, but he knows that face and he knows my voice. And that's what people got to start realizing, that the human touch, the human seeing a person, talking to a person, and interacting, that's what carries you over as getting to know each other, the human side. All the other things is not human, because it's not tangible about what you're going to do. Because I'm telling you, when this life is over and you laying there or whatever goes on, you're not waiting to see what's on Facebook or what's on Instagram or what's on TikTok or the TV. You hoping that somebody walks in that room and sit down and hold your hand and walk you through at the end. And I'm not trying to be sad tonight, but I'm just saying that we got to start remembering what's important in this life that we call living your best life, or just you only get one, this is only one ticket, because I ain't never seen nobody come back from a road trip once you leave here. Family. And my son is... he said he's shy, but I don't know when he's shy at, but he said he's shy. But I know that it bothers him a lot about family, because by him being not the oldest cousin, but he almost up there with the older cousin of his age, he grew up with all of them. They all lived on the block. So they always was there, and he was, you know, he interacted with them, and they interacted with him. So now that he's older, he still try to keep connected with them, but they all around, you know, like I said, doing whatever. And I know, like, sometimes that can make you get upset, because everybody should take out time once in a while to say, "Cuz, what's up? I'm checking in on you. You okay?" Just like when we had the earthquake the other day, How many people checked on everybody? Did everybody check to make sure everybody was okay? Because when things are happening now with the world, we got to check on people. Because I was even saying that I need to start getting a bag together, because if something really do happen, are we prepared? Are we truly prepared? Because you're not going to be able to get in touch with your family. So you
nope.
might have to get in touch with a neighbor or somebody walking the street and get with them to get somewhere to safety. Are we really? Do we have our mind really prepared for what could really happen? Because that was just a little thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when something big happens? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You never know.
Oh, we got a caller. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Sade?
Good. How about you?
Yeah, we're making it. So we got Keyshawn and Randy on the line.
How you doing, Sean?
What's good? What's good, man? All right. How are you?
All right.
Randy, did you want to say something before Sade, or Sade, you wanted to go?
Well, he could go first.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just sitting back listening, you know, and I agree, you know, with both of you that, you know, the family is more distant now. And, you know, there's multiple reasons. However, you know, what's going to benefit us is to be able to begin repairing. We start with repairing certain things. We start with, as you said, reaching out to each other. And we're in, you know, economic times where many of us get caught up in our everyday life of just survival mode. And what we really don't realize is, you know, I believe I sent, you know, some of you some footage where it's like it's many of us, and we are like paying different, you know, different rents, different places. And back then, it was closer. We tolerated each other more. And a lot of times we had, you know, two family households as well, whether it was your step parent or what, you had the two parent households. So one of the main things now is it's becoming okay for a single parent household, you know, where women had a different mentality of, okay, I want to keep my family together. And men had the same mentality as well. I want to keep my family together. And now it's just like, okay, you know, I got baby mamas, I got baby daddies, and we're not together. And we are not making sure that the children are all getting to know each other. So at a point, we have to, it's going to benefit us, because I want to stop saying what we have to do, because it's based on choices. We have choice. We actually have choices that we can make, and it's going to benefit us to start looking at, okay, what choices can we make that's going to make us better as a whole? Individually, we know we can survive, but together we can thrive. And that's where we, you know, it's going to benefit us to be able to start putting our mindset towards looking at what can we do together that's going to make us stronger. Because, you know, apart, yeah, we struggle. You know, and it's a saying, I can do bad all by myself, but I can do better with somebody else. And that's what's going to benefit us to start looking in that manner. Go ahead, Ro.
I think that, like, with families, I think my nephew was saying that earlier, how it changed so much with the generations, and I agree with the parenting too and stuff like that. I remember being young. I was the youngest of my family, but I remember being young sometime, and I remember seeing, like, I had friends who had brothers or sisters or brothers and sisters, and I remember I used to see them fighting each other. And I have seen brothers fighting each other and sisters fighting each other. I mean, like they were strangers or somebody stole, like, breaking in a house, like they were, like, complete enemies. Like, I've seen terrible fights among brothers and sisters. And I used to always, I'm not trying to say my family was better or nothing, but when I was growing up and I used to see that, I couldn't understand it. It was like, it was foreign to me. Like, it was strange to me. Like, I couldn't understand how two brothers would want to hurt each other. I mean, I even heard stories of brothers killing another brother. And, I knew a brother that killed his brother. And it was just so foreign to me. Like, and I used to be wondering, how is that possible? Sometimes you try to think, well, maybe it's how they was raised, or maybe this, or maybe that. But then that's why you never say never, because then many, many years later, 20, 30, 40 years later, the same thing hit my family when one of my brothers, rest in peace, it came to the point where me, my sister, my nephew, and my great nephew and my other brother had to wind up confronting one of my brothers. And that's when I learned that it's not really how you raise and make family fight each other all the time. It's the ignorance, you know, of the individual, or the mentality of the individual. Like, that it, because when I was younger, I used to think it had something to do with your mother and your father, which it might do a little bit when you kids fighting, but I'm talking about fighting as adults. I think when it comes to family fighting as adults, it's more on the individuals. I don't know, that probably was a little bit off topic, but that's the part of it I was just thinking about, like how families are not as close-knit sometimes as they supposed to be. And sometimes I guess some people might even call that love. You know what I mean? Yeah, we fight and then we make up, you know, and that's how we show we love each other. But I think that family bond and family love and all that, it's so twisted, because you could have jealousy and stuff among your own family, and you could have hatred among your own family. I don't know if it's something that's got to be instilled in you, or something that got to grow up in you. Like my sister said, I know me and my sister, we talk every day. My other brother, the one that's living, we talk periodically, you know, but even our conversation is different from me and my sister. Conversation is more like two brothers, more than me and my brother conversation. Because I guess because me and her been talking so long, we've been communicating with each other so long, And I think that's what families is missing too. I think families is missing communication. And then it got to the point where I got 8 kids. I got 4 sons and 4 daughters. And I got 2 daughters that hate each other. I got 2 sons that hate each other. I got sons that don't like the sisters and sisters that don't like the brothers. And then I think about it. And then that's when I think again and I say, I can't, you know, if I had to take responsibility for it, I would, but I can't take responsibility for that. So that go back to what I was saying a few minutes ago when I was saying, like, we can't really blame our parents for family bonds and family togetherness. You got to be responsible for your own self. Once you become an adult, I'm talking about, once you become an adult, you got to be responsible for you, for yourself. Like what I'm saying, how my sister, like if she'll call me every morning, but if I see she haven't called me in the morning, then I'll call her in the morning. Sometime if we don't get to talk in the morning, then I'll call her when I get off of work. Or if I don't call her when I get off of work, then she'll call me when she get off of work. So I think it's up to the, it's a lot of it, once you adult, is up to you yourself to see how close you are with your siblings. Because you probably got, people probably got brothers and sisters, they probably don't even call. But maybe if you did call, maybe you would be closer to them. You know, but you sit around, sometimes you wait for them to call you, and they don't call, and then you won't call them. And then plus, like Shadi said earlier too, it got a lot to do with the day-to-day living. You know what I mean? We consume with, I think I heard somebody say this. I don't know if it was Muhammad Ali or somebody. I don't know, Malcolm X or somebody. But they was talking about you got 8 hours a day, 8 hours a day when you work. And then they broke down maybe 5 or 6 hours when you're sleeping. You know what I mean? And that's like maybe 13, 14 hours. And then you come home and you're trying to eat. You know what I mean? You put an hour on that. You're trying to communicate with your wife or something. You put an hour on that. You try to communicate with your kids. You put an hour on that. It's like it's not enough time. It's not enough. And then by once you count up all them hours and the day is almost gone, you really don't have that much time to communicate with your brothers or with your sisters if y'all don't live in the same house or y'all don't live in the same state. Then you got to fit in time, and then sometimes you just don't have time to conversate. You just don't have time for that 30 minutes or that 45 minutes or that hour on phone call. And we probably all guilty of it, you know what I mean? And then sometimes you might have the time, and you might just don't feel like talking. But I know that I know the way the world is going right now. I know that we better make time. We better start making time because I missed a couple of calls from a couple of different people who ain't here no more that I probably wish I could take their phone call one time or I went a long period of time without talking to different people. And you know, you never know when it's going to be the last time when you're going to talk to somebody or text somebody or whatever. You know, you don't ever know. So what it all boils down to, what I'm saying is that it's all on the individual. It's all on you. The love you want to have for your brother, the love you want to have for your sister, it's all on you. The communication you want to have with your brother, the communication you want to have with your sister, it's all on you. The communication you want to have with your kids, if they grown and they not with you no more, the love and the communication, all that, it's all on you. So we gotta start making time for that. And you got a caller, sis. I'm gonna bring him in.
Okay, all right. Hello.
Hi, good evening, good evening.
Hey, what's up?
Just wanted to chime in on good topic. I actually was talking about this earlier at work with my coworkers, and just put it out there. I wonder if, like you said, is it a cultural thing? Because you hear more African Americans say they don't F with their family than you ever hear Latin Americans or Chinese or Asian, Filipinos. Whenever you hear somebody say they don't F with their family, it's normally coming from an African American or a black person. Just think about that. So it always, it routes back to like, even though I hate when Shadi do it, but he is correct when he says it's a mind state that goes back years and years and years and years and years ago. Because why is it that we are the only culture that can't seem to get right with our family? And then every funeral, we get together and we say, oh, this felt good. We should do this again. We shouldn't just come together when somebody die, and then you don't see them until somebody die again. We're the only ones that do that. And just to speak on what Randy said, I tell people all the time, they be like, you didn't fight with your brother, your sister. I'm like, I can't ever recall us ever having a fight, even an argument. Like, I mean, he get on my nerves, but to have a fight, like, that's like not imaginable to me. Like, I can't imagine not talking to my brother over anything. Like, it's nothing. I can't think of anything that would make me not want to talk to him. But like I said, sometimes he do some stuff and it question. I'd be questioning if he really my brother, because I'd be like, there's no way he my brother. But I would never, like, there's no way in the world I could walk around here and not talk to him for days. You know what I mean? Like, not check on him, or even just text him and say, hey, you good? Or how my nephew? Like, so when people be like, oh, I haven't heard from my sister, or I haven't heard from my brother, like, that's strange to me. Like, and I mean, no, you don't got to talk to them every day. That might be excessive. But, and I ain't saying you got to talk to them once a week, or like we do. Our family talk to each other every day. I know that's excessive for a lot of people. People find that to be strange. I think that's just the way we express our love to each other, because we're not lovable people. Like, we don't say I love you to each other, but I think our love come out in the way we make sure we there for each other when we going through something. Because literally my mother can call me 10 times in a day, and even if I don't want to answer, I'm gonna answer, because I never know when I might not get that call again. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be a day that she gonna not call me. Or there was a time I remember my brother called me and I didn't answer, and it just happened. That was the day that he really needed me, and he went to the emergency room. So I vowed, I don't care. Like, I will answer the call. Unless I'm, like, really sleep or something. Like, how do you not? Like, this is the people that came from your mom. Same mom, same dad. Like, how do you just write them off like that? So I can't say you could blame your parents. It's a you problem. That's something that within you that could cause you to be that way, because there's no way I could, like I said, and that ain't even, my mother never instilled that in us. She never said don't fight. Like, that was just something we knew that we just didn't do it, right? See, I don't think we've ever argued.
Never.
And but you seen, I know you seen brothers and sisters try to kill each other, right? And that was crazy as anything to you, right?
Well, I was gonna give you on the opposite. You know me, I have keeps no punches. But then on the other end of that, when I think sometimes when you don't have the same, and I'm just saying, I think when you don't have the same mother, and or you don't have the same, like you can have the same mom and different dads, or you have the same dad and different, whenever, I think when that comes into play is a lot of time is when it makes you feel some kind of way, and then that's when the argument, the jealousy, the fighting, the feeling like you're not getting the love and attention that the other person is getting. Because that's mostly the only reason that you would be fighting. You fighting for the attention of your parents.
I seen brothers, same mother. I seen brothers with the same mother and the same fathers fighting.
Well,
but you
that's,
know, that's,
like when, I said,
that's grown up. That's not adults. Like, that's teenagers
right.
and stuff.
Well,
I know
people that had the same mother, same father that fought hard. You know what I mean? And then later on down the line, they become so close you would have never known that they were like that as kids. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like what could be so bad? I mean, when you kids, you kids. Like, somebody take your stuff, you get mad. You might argue with them about it or whatever. But, like, to go days and months and weeks, like, I don't get it. Like, even me, like, sometimes I have to text my other sisters and sisters and check on them because they could go weeks without hearing from them. But I'm saying to myself, are you not talking to your other friends? Are you not talking to your other siblings? Is it just me? Like, I feel like it's a choice in that. Like you said, it's 24 hours in a day. I'm not saying you got to shoot me a text every day, but I shouldn't always have to be the one reaching out to you either. And I think that's what happens. After a while, you kind of be like, I'm going to stop texting you. Why I got to be the one keep initiating? Why I got to be the one keep calling? Even cousins, like our own cousins, like you said, we did grow up tight. We went on family trips. We did this. Why do it have to be, like my brother said, why we have to be the ones to reach out all the time and say, let's get together for a drink. Let's do this. Our kids should know each other. We got kids the same age. Wouldn't that be something that everybody should want as a family? I've invited cousins out, and oh, yeah, I want to go. And the last minute, oh, they can't go. They don't, you know, I stop inviting. I mean, right at this point, I don't even invite family anywhere because everybody is so caught up in their own little lives. And somewhere the path got crossed. And like you said, I think when all of our foundations started to leave this earth, all the grandmothers and the great-grandmothers, they left with whatever little bit of holding the families together, and everybody is just unwinding. They're falling apart.
So, not to cut anybody off, but tonight Nicole wanted to do something special, so I'm gonna let her say it real quick, and then we'll wrap it up for tonight. So, Nicole, you got the floor.
Okay. So, and since my mother has been on the podcast for a little over a year, about a year now. I think last March is when she started her podcast. We've been trying to, we wanted to give away a ticket to a comedy show for one of her listeners. One of her listeners that have been with us, you know, since last year, or, you know, just even if it's a new listener, if anybody's out there, we wanted you to take a call and kind of say something. And we want to give a ticket away. The comedy show is for tomorrow. So if you're listening, you can dial. What's the number, Randy?
Well, they got to press one.
Oh, they got to press one. I'm sorry. If you're out there listening, you got to press one. and my uncle will pick up the call and get your information. And yeah, we just wanted to show some appreciation to her listeners of the Lisa Experience Show, and hopefully you continue to listen to her show, and you know, it continues to grow. That's all.
You said it was going to be a certain number, though, right?
I wanted it to be the fourth caller, but I don't know how many people are listening, so can be the fourth person, that's fine. But if not, you know, somebody is listening in and they press one, like I said, they'll be the winner of the ticket.
But you want to go to a song, or you want to just, what you want to do?
Go to a song.
Are you ready?
You could, if somebody going to ring, then you just ring, you know, bring them in while, but you could do a call, because I know we don't have long. So don't sit back and don't wait. It's a free ticket for comedy. Everybody needs a laugh. Friday night before the weekend. So, you know, we always say people don't do things for other people. Here's the thing. Someone's giving something out. All you got to do is call in. I know everybody say they're shy. But remember, when you're out there laughing at the comedian, you're going to feel really pretty good about yourself, that you didn't have to worry about paying for it. You can sit there and enjoy yourself and have a nice weekend. So we're going to take a song, get your strength up, for you to dial that number one and make a move. Go ahead, bro.
She drinks of green. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. There's not much more I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if anybody know about Louis Armstrong, but I read his biography. He was left out in the street by his parents when he was a little boy. And this lady took him in, and she took care of him. And it was a Jewish family. And he learned how to speak Yiddish and sing their songs, and went to their synagogues.
and they actually adopted him. So now, when he sings that song, it reminds me that life didn't have to turn out the way it was for him, like we all talked about tonight. He could have had a bad life living out there in the street as a little kid, but someone didn't see color, and they took him in, and they treated him decent, and he grew up to be one of the biggest instrumental people of our lifetime. So when I hear that song, What a Wonderful World, we the ones have to make it wonderful. No matter what we give him, we have to make it wonderful, because it's not just going to jump and happen. We have to make it be a wonderful world. Bro, anybody call?
No, I guess nobody don't want any tickets. You know, everybody
but if
shy.
Nobody called, that's okay. Nobody called. We still
no,
got
it's
time.
No, it's people on. I mean, but nobody, it's people on, but nobody pressed one.
Well, that's okay. A lot of people, you know, they get to the point that they don't believe that things are real, and it's okay. Like they always say, we put it in a box and we get something else, you know what I mean, to come up. People always saying that good things don't happen to them, but when a door open and a good thing happened, people don't reach out and grab it. You can't have a good time or something happen for you good if you're not there to accept it. And it's okay. We're going to shut down tonight. Shadi is on Saturday with his podcast from, with Face YouTube, Peep Show.
No,
a whole
actually,
bunch of,
actually, I'm on Live at 5 for Monday through Friday.
Oh, you have something. Oh, you got
something
new, different.
Live at 5. Yeah, Live at 5. Same thing on the Peep Game TV, on the YouTube, but it's Live at 5 from Monday through Friday.
And what time is that?
5. Live at 5.
Oh, 5 to when?
Yeah. 5 to 6.
What
time? Yeah,
okay,
five to six.
So let's check that in, yeah. and give him your support. You know what I mean? He does have a lot of good topics, and sometime maybe you need an uplift, tune in and check it out. You know, he's all about giving people insight on things they need to know in life. And don't forget my brother, Keeping It Real on Friday at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10, different topics. Tune in to me next Thursday, 8 o'clock. It's going to be really a good show next Thursday. I'm going to come out of my bag. I got a lot of things that I need to spread out. I've been holding it in, but I'm going to let it out next week. So tune in next week. Nicole, thank you so very much for your input and your gift. Keyshawn, I want to thank you for coming on. I know it's hard for you to come on, but I want to thank you for supporting your mother. And for all the people that's listening that felt like they couldn't call in, I appreciate you for coming and listening. You know what I mean? It's not easy, but I feel that if you come every week and you sit and you listen to me, then that's the best thing that you could do, because without you listening, it wouldn't be no me. So I'm going to take it out. I think we may have one more song, and everyone enjoy their weekend and be safe. And my daughter's birthday is Wednesday, so I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Nicole, for her 40-something birthday, and I hope that she have a safe and God bless her with many more. Happy birthday, Nicole.
That's 30-something.
Well, okay, if you're 30-something, then I must be 50-something. Thank you for giving me the extra time. Go ahead, bro.
All right, 1 second. Taking my 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
If I could turn back time, again. I don't know why I said the things I said. Cries like a knife, it can crawl deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you. In my heart, walk out that door, I show that I didn't care, but I lost everything, darling, there, that's fair. Too strong to tell you I was sorry, too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was young, I'm sorry.
I could turn back.